traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Like, that was a situation that you created for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Like, are you sorry? Like, are you actually sorry?
I don't think, I mean, because he asked for it. So I'm not sorry. That's for something you asked for.
Here's the issue right now. We just got back from a fucking bender. I've been drinking nonstop. Please don't follow my lead. For the past week, between Mammoth Film Festival in Vegas for Evan's birthday. I can't see straight. I barely can see it all. Mike's brain is slowly depleting.
I have no serotonin in my brain right
now. I'm not sure he's fully conscious. And welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a fucking shit show. A good one, though. We had a good time. We won some money.
Yeah, really? Look, how much?
Oh. You secured the box.
The
box. Briefcase.
The briefcase.
Oh my. What?
110K, bro.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
He spent 22. Yeah, he spent 2,200 of it on this briefcase, but that's okay.
It was good. It was real good.
Did you guys get it out of your system? Or you got a little bit more in the tank?
Dan Bilzerian's having a party tomorrow.
Yeah. And I actually got invited.
Oh, you did?
I did. Should I go?
Yeah. You're a vegan and you're sober.
And you have a girlfriend. Yes. That's like 3 fucking strikes, dude.
That's true. But I kind of want to just experience it.
Yeah, nah, it's tight.
You should ask him if you could go in like his library or something like that. Hey, man, can I go read some books in
here? What if he just like senses it when I walk in? He's like, I want to meditate with you.
Or he senses it. He's like, get the fuck out of my house.
Damn it.
Hey, if you guys are not subscribed, make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube. I think we're at 1.2 million subscribers. That's tight. We do an audio-only Q&A with the guest after the visual is done. Spotify, iTunes. Big ups on the audio. Hit that subscribe button. Dope guest today. This dude has been in the news recently. I want to bring him on right now. He got the flow as cold as snow cones.
Wow.
He's an upcoming hip-hop artist with millions of followers on social media. And back in 2011, he scaled the Eiffel Tower with suction cups.
Holy shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Dax.
Holy shit.
Let's go.
Incredible feat of strength.
He made eye contact with me. Hey. He goes, like you forgot that you scared
You forgot me. You did that.
Yeah. I got to do my intro, though. Hold up.
Oh, you got one?
You know what time it is.
Let's see what you got.
It goes like this.
It's your boy Dax, and we back at it like a bad habit. If you want something better, go grab it. And today, baby, you sick motherfucker. We finna make a big play. Come on.
Yo, let's fucking go, Dax.
Gotta do that.
Let's go, bro. You got a presence, dog. You got great fucking energy.
Thank you.
How you feeling, bro? How's life?
I always tell people I feel blessed and highly favored, man. God is good. God is shining on me. I feel the rays of suns. Everything's going my way, and everything that isn't going my way still is.
I like that, bro. You do a lot of motivational stuff, and your message is overall positive. I was doing some research, obviously for you to come on the podcast, and check this out. I was looking at your 2019 goals, bro.
And
this is just me scrolling through, and something caught my eye here at the bottom. I scroll down. What does it say right here?
See, that's how life works. You put that motherfucker there, and shit happens.
Impulsive podcast, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Let's go. The number one podcast in the world.
We knocked a couple off that list.
Oh, I knocked hella shit
in the
off
past week.
Already,
yeah.
Was because that thing happened, bro.
Oh, yeah.
That thing. And by the way, Dax walks in my house and I go to dap him up and we couldn't because your hands fucked up, yeah?
Yeah, hands fucked
sustained
up.
An injury.
So, yo, this thing with Tory Lanez, we talked about it a little bit, but like,
yeah.
What happened?
So this was from when I was running down the hill off of Sunset and I tripped on the floor a couple times. So that's from that. After I had ran out the club.
So for those of you who don't know, Tory Lanez, he tweeted, what was it? Something about, I'm the best rapper alive.
We talked about this. We talked about this like
a podcast?
Week, like a week or so ago. Because I remember seeing the tweet and my first thought in my brain was, yo, I hope nobody gets roped into this shit. Mm. Because it felt like I was watching a rapper, like,
you know. Oh, you got the...
Just trying to just throw a fishing rod out there. And I was like, some poor motherfucker. Because listen,
not some poor motherfucker.
Somebody's going to fall into this shit.
Everyone did. Everyone did.
Well, no, I mean with the response, because the majority, the sane world or the majority of the world said, this doesn't deserve a response. Yeah. Like this is the most dumb shit.
He's a great rapper though.
Yo, I love Shooters. I love Shooters. Great song. Yeah. I play that shit on the way to hide, whatever, right? But yeah. but straight up, dude, you knew. Like what made you think, yo, this deserves a response? Because everybody else was just like, yo, this motherfucker lost his mind.
Bro. Yo, when I see some shit like that, I want to get your opinion. Mm. I don't think twice about it. Like, let the man believe in himself. Cool.
Oh, yeah, because I'm the same way. So
yeah, but why'd everyone get so butthurt?
See, and I believe that too. I'll be like, you should never be butthurt when someone says they're the best. If you're butthurt when someone says they're the best, it means you have an internal problem with you. It should inspire you to like be like, nah, I'm the best. Let's go at it then, and really see who is.
Is that what you did?
That's how I feel when I see competition, man. I'm a former basketball player. When I see competition, I run towards it.
So that's why you made the diss track, which is the culmination of all this drama and shit that's been happening.
Yeah.
But he didn't take it that way. Mm. He was pissed.
See, but mine wasn't a diss track. Mine was like, this is why you're not the best.
Like a response, basically.
Yeah,
response. Yo, but you played basketball, right?
I did.
You played basketball.
I did.
Like what I saw when I saw that Tory tweet was like somebody in like D2 for like in like Kent, like or some shit. Mm. Like some like
hey, D2 Kent's
school.
Solid.
Whatever. Fuck, not Kent. Some D2 school being like, yo, I'm better than LeBron. Mm. LeBron's not gonna be like, all right, man, well, fuck this. Well, meet me in the streets, let's play one on one. Like you just kind of brush that shit off and keep moving because everybody knew it had no weight to it. Mm. Like it's Tory Lanez, bro. He's a good mid-level rapper, but he's not the best. Mm. He's not the best. Like there's no discussion.
But I mean, on the opposite side, who is he if he doesn't think that?
Exactly. Then you're not where you're at.
Yeah. Like you give yourself positive affirmation all the time.
All the time.
I know. Like, what are some of your goals? Say them aloud.
Man, some of my goals. I mean, my biggest goal is to put something to the world that will last forever. And I think that goal is so big that just everything great falls under it, where it's coming on this podcast, doing this, doing that, freestyling here. Everything I can do, I want to do. Everything that I've seen every great done, like, do I want to do as well. So that's the overall goal, put something into the world that will last forever.
I got you.
Is that what you, like, what made you feel, like, personally, like, when you saw that tweet, like, yo, I got to respond to this. Like,
well, I didn't even see the tweet. I hadn't seen it for a minute, but everyone was, like, saying, like, I heard stuff in the news, and I get all these DMs from people, like, oh, yo, you should respond and show that, you know, you're the best rapper, because motherfuckers, you know, feel like I'm the best rapper. Yeah. It's my fans doing stuff like that, my family. So that's what I did.
Yeah.
But you went in.
I got my words really do have, like, power. I'm a powerful-ass nigga when it comes to words, man. I could, you know, I said it before, I can motivate a cow to fly. You know, so like I got some weight when I speak.
I feel that.
So
hey, it's true. One of the lyrics in the song, you said factual facts, factually fictionalizing. What does that mean?
So I even Thad knows I always say that. So it's like I try to build off like a word and like Chris, so factual facts, factually fictionalizing, fictional based factuals. Like, and I just like try to keep going with F, you know? So I was just having fun. I was like, let me throw four F's in there.
I say factual facts all the time.
Factually facts.
So, okay. So he DM'd you and because he had a problem with it. Yeah.
This was
the first day you posted it.
Yeah. I mean, I'd posted in my story. And I mean, I got my family members, Dax Nation. Once I post something in my story, you know, they just go,
I got you.
So I think he saw it and then hit me up.
And then, you know what else he saw in your story was your location that night. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he saw my story personally, but I mean, I had a feeling like once I put it in my story, because I didn't really want to advertise it because I knew, but like I was like, oh man, you know, it is what it is. So I put it in my story, and then once I was done performing, boom,
you got jumped.
Yeah, so I got jumped inside of Viper Room.
And how many dudes?
I think it was like four or five.
Damn.
Yeah.
Was Tori there?
So once I started getting hit, I was just talking to this nigga named Dice Soho. Then I just started getting hit out of nowhere from the back. And I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, damn, this is happening. This is really happening right now. So I start swinging back and pushing niggas, and then I run out the door. But I couldn't see any faces at that point because it was dark.
In the video, it was you were out of breath, and I had wondered why.
Yeah.
And it's because you ran out down the hill and what, you fell or something? Is that what happened to your hand?
Yeah, so I run down the hill, then I get chased by the black SUV, boom, boom, boom. They hold me down. And then we're talking for a little bit. and then they left, then came back and got the video.
Why do you think he came back to film you?
Because I mean, this is exactly what happened. So like, they didn't probably get the reaction they wanted out of me. Once I was on the floor and these niggas were holding me down, I calmed down like crazy. I was like, whew. And I just looked at him. I was like, dog, for real? For a diss track that you asked for, dog? And then they just calmed down too.
When did that happen?
How many nights ago was that? Whenever I performed. When did I perform?
Like the weekend, yeah.
3-4 days ago.
That like, to me, I asked the question like, what justifies like a jumping, bro? Because I've been jumped before. I've been jumped a bunch of times, bro. Yeah. And I've been one of the times I was jumped, like, I didn't get out of bed for a week. You know what I'm saying? I looked like Sloth from Goonies. You ever seen that shit?
Yeah.
Before?
Well, no, I didn't like in the club. I didn't get hit that much. I got hit in the back, hit in the face a couple of times, and I escaped.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's so. But Tori wasn't there, right?
I didn't see Tori in the club. No,
he
I saw him
a bunch
after.
Of his goons and shit.
Yeah.
So then I texted you after I saw this shit going down, and I asked you, why'd you apologize? And your answer, I think, I mean, I'll let you say it, but why did you apologize?
I just felt like, you know, in the situation, at that point, I mean, I was really tired and I was done fighting. I'm like, damn, this club shit just happened. I'm outnumbered. I'm like, this is not a great situation. Either I get beat up on camera again, or I apologize on camera. And I'm just like, you know what? Let me just apologize and take my ass home.
get some McDonald's.
Yeah.
I feel like it gets to a point. If you're going up against, like, what, 5 dudes?
It's like, yeah, it's not worth it.
Hey, you know? Spence, what's your max? What's the max amount of dudes you'll take on at once? I have my number. But, like, max dudes, they're trying to fuck you up. And,
like, I'm about to go into beast mode?
Yeah, fight or flight. How many guys?
I mean, I'm thinking like above 3.
I was gonna say a half, bro. I feel like a half.
And a half?
One half of a dude beat your ass.
Thanks, bro. I think
you might be wrong about that. I think you underestimate Spencer because he's got mental aptitude, bro. Beyond what you fucking.
I'd be that dude that would just like throw a freaking foot 360 maybe roundhouse feet. Kick. All three of them just dead instantly.
Mine is three dudes. Four dudes, I'm nervous. Three dudes, I'm fucking you up. But that's the thing, though. Nowadays, I'm so nervous in situations like that because who's packing?
Who's packing?
Who has got a money? Yeah, for sure.
You just don't know. It's just like you're better off just taking.
I saw you struggle with the apology a little bit because like for me, I'm going to stand there and I'm going to weigh out spending the next few days fucked up versus telling some people that I'm sorry about some shit.
Yeah.
And I saw that going through your head because I've been there before. There were other times in my life where people had guns and shit and I didn't care as much. Sure, and I was like, yo, go ahead, bro. But now, like, I value life and I value my everything, right? And so I saw you have that struggle. Like, I saw it in your eyes. Yo. You're like, yo.
As soon as the camera was up in my face, I was like, damn, this shit's probably going to get put on social media, I bet. So I was like, well, these social media people are probably going to flame me for this, but if something happens, they're going to say you stupid for not just...
Yeah, you're fucked either way.
You know, like,
that is so true.
They're the same motherfuckers going to say RIP in a hashtag, so I was like, fuck these people online. I'm going to just take this. And I don't even think that shit was an L. I thought that, like, I was like, that nigga posted, I was like, bet.
No, it wasn't a soft apology. It was just like, whatever, bro.
That's what we were talking about. Didn't come off as a bitch-ass apology.
Yeah. No, that's the hardest type of nigga apology you can make.
No, he's just like, yo, I got you. Yeah, I got you. I'm sorry. No problem. Yeah, I didn't get that vibe. And then you said you felt like it moved hip hop, the culture forward.
I really do believe, man. I feel like this, man. I've seen someone, like, for example, even just growing up when I was in Ottawa. Ottawa's not the most dangerous city, but there's been, like, guys who I've known growing up who have died because they tried to split up a fight in a club. Dude was like, oh, I tried to stop a fight and he died. He got stabbed. There's dudes who have, like, opposed and didn't do what I did and died. And I'm just like, it's not worth it. You know what I mean? I feel like to show that, like, because I still feel like for me to do that, and there's a lot of kids that look up to me and be like, think I'm this talented ass nigga, but they're just like, oh man, but he still like has the humility to be like, oh, okay, nah, bro, I apologize.
Do you think that's becoming normal, or do you think like
I'm trying to make that shit normal? I feel like there's so much pushed on like men in society to be like this macho dude, but it's like they don't teach us that you got to pick your battles though. You know, they'll be like, ah, you got to just be strong and buff all the time. But they're like, ah, but not when you are outnumbered.
But what about battles that you've like brought yourself into? You know what I'm saying? Like, that was like, like that was a situation that you created for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Like, are you sorry? Like, are you actually sorry for the
obviously, I'm not actually sorry. I don't think. I mean, because he asked for it. So I'm not sorry. This for something you asked for. So
you think he had guns, his boys and shit?
I have no idea. I don't know. That's like asking me, do I
know the future or some shit?
Yeah, I don't know.
That shit scares me, bro. I felt like the video and this whole conclusion of it all could really be applied in my life, to be honest with you, because, dude, like, in case you didn't know, I got a fucking ego and I got pride, bro.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to put myself in that position where if I was there and someone's telling me to apologize, quite honestly, I'd be like, suck my dick, guy.
Yeah.
Like, and then who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So like, fuck, bro. Props to you. And are you getting shat on?
Nah, I'm getting mad love. I've had, man, there's so many dudes who've hit me up in the DM who I never thought would hit me up and just be like, yo, bro, man, I respect what you did. I'm going to tell my son the same shit.
Yeah.
And I've just been like, you know. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, everyone knows, like, I wouldn't have just apologized. You know, when you really like dissect the situation, be like, did a man really just pull up on a dude 1-on-1 and be like, yo, bro, say sorry. And then he was like, oh, sorry. It's like, it's not that. You know, yeah, there's so much more to it. So it's like, I feel.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I feel like anyone in my situation after being like attacked in the club, then running for like a half marathon and like being tired, being on the ground, you know, you get my chains are gone. I'm like, dog.
Oh, okay. They snatch you too?
Yeah, I don't have my chains. No, oh, shit. Gone. In the video, you could tell though.
Yeah. did you, like I feel you on that though, because like they shouldn't have done it, right? Like, yeah. rap is a game of words, and like we've seen all this flexing. Like, that's why when I saw the Tory Lanez tweet at first, like, it wasn't anything new. Yeah, that shit's as old as time. Deal. Like, somebody will step up, flex to get the attention, to draw somebody out. That you saw like a lot of it with like MGK and Eminem. Mm. That, like, you saw you've been seeing a lot of this back and forth, right? But like, I grew up and saw Biggie and Pac happen in real time. Like, I was listening to him when it was happening. I saw it progress.
Yeah.
And so like, did you think like, yo, there might be consequences for my actions?
When I dropped it?
Yeah.
Nah, I didn't think that. I was like, oh man, it could happen. But I was like, there's no way this is about to happen on like Grammy week at my little ass performance. I was like, there's no way this is about to happen right now.
Yeah, I find it a little weird. He was so offended by it. I mean, it's a diss track, bro. Make one back or get over it.
I mean,
it.
I tell people.
It was effective.
Like, since I've been younger, shit's been like that with me, where it's like, even my mom told me, she's like when you speak, shit matters.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, like when I say things, like when I really say things, you know, like it can really just like boom. And I mean, I'm happy though, because like at the end of the day, like he just dropped a dope ass fucking song the other day or today shit. And it was like a song that had like some substance, and it was like a dope for like Free 21 Savage type shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So for me, it was like, you know, like something came out of that and people are happy about the song and they're all, you know, that's like, so it's like maybe what I said did hit the man in a type of way. He's like, you know what, man, you know, let's switch some positivity up and show some substance and shit like that. So I was like, you know what, maybe it's for the better.
Yeah, it's tight. And yo, that's, I mean, besides your actual music, you do a lot of diss tracks, changing topics, and sorry to start off with that shit, but
no, you good.
You did a diss track against my fucking mortal enemy
back in the day,
KSI, right?
No, actually, here's the thing. I really did play that nigga though. I really didn't do a diss track against him. I just used the momentum of him mentioning my name to make people think I was going to, then just mention him a little bit in the song.
You played him.
I played him.
That shit worked.
And you see the shit he made about me the other day? Like, it's like laughing at.
Oh, we just watched that.
I was like, thank you, nigga.
Wait, why?
Because he's just helping me
promotions.
Out.
Promotions.
Yeah, bro. It's like, yo, that shit's comedy to me.
That video had a decent amount of thumbs down. Did you see that?
Yeah. People go through the comments, man. It's like.
No, I mean, because like, truthfully, I think if you analyze your situation,
yeah,
like, you did the right thing. You swallowed your pride for a second, and no one's hurt or dead.
Yeah.
Yo, how did that beef start? Just out of curiosity.
With KSI?
Yeah. How'd that evolve?
That their podcast, everyone was sending it to me when he was like, Dax was a, I forget what he called me. I forget what the word he used, but everyone was sending that to me. And I was like, oh, this is great. Appreciate that. Turned that into some momentum.
So he was just talking some shit, and then it evolved from there.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's where I first started watching your shit, and I was like, damn, this dude is not he is way above YouTube level.
Thank you,
musician. Yeah, dude. Yeah, I believe in you. I really appreciate that, man. I really do. Yeah, like I said, you got a big presence. And you've been doing a lot of things with YouTubers. You just dropped a track with Quadeca.
It's my guy.
Yeah, how is he?
I love Quadeca, man. I tell you what, I tell him, like, bro, you're young, bro. You're 18. I started this shit when I was 22. Like, don't let anybody trap you in a box of thinking you're this YouTuber, because that's what they're trying to do to you, bro. You can be whatever the fuck you want to be. He's time.
He's good, too. I think...
He's going to grow. This nigga's 18, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think if he finds a brand, he could be the next, like, Little Dicky type rapper.
Yeah.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
But yo, you wanted to box KSI at one point. Was that true?
I mean, I would. I don't see why not. That shit would be fun.
You should get him after LP knocks his ass down.
I boxed it. I boxed his ass. It's a draw.
It was a draw, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
Did you watch the fight?
I did not watch the fight. I think I was deep in some boom boom.
Oh shit.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
it would have been at like a 2 p.m. on a Saturday.
Oh, okay.
The midday smash.
Yeah.
Midday sash.
Midday surprise.
Midday sash.
But do you box, bro? Because I don't think
I've never boxed before, but I know that anything I set my mind to, it's game over.
Yeah, that's true. I'm the same way.
I would train for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're cut too. I can fight. You're built.
Yeah.
You work out a lot?
Every day.
How do you do that when you're traveling and shit?
I mean, so I think about it like this. I've only started performing a year ago when I left school. So I haven't been on the road. Like, I've only been making music for like 2 years. So I'm really just starting. And like, I'm about to, like, the rest of my year is booked out right now because I'm getting all these shows now. But like, last year was more like a break-in year. I just moved to LA and shit.
Gotcha.
So.
Who would you say is the best rapper right now? Would you say?
I mean, to be honest.
Please say Tory Lanez.
I think I'm one of the best rappers. I don't want to say the best because there's a lot of niggas I respect in the game. But I really feel like if you, like, a lot of people really sleep on me for what I do, but if you really like look at the way I've come up and like the words and the power of the words and just like the encompassing and the singing, I really feel like I'm one of the best rappers. But in terms of like the best, I don't know. That's such a hard question.
Because here's why I ask. I feel like I like the positive affirmations, and I like your positivity on that. And I see a lot of other people that use that kind of tactic to drive and motivate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have a really like harsh realism about life. And so like,
I love that.
If you go to England and you're like a girl and you're like, yo, like, I'm the queen of England.
Yeah.
No, you're not. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. so like, and obviously this is more subjective than that. There's no king of rap, right? Yeah. So you could play that card, but like, whether it be that or like kind of how you just went at like the whole boxing shit too, like KSI is a boxer, bro. Like he put up a fight against this dude. And like, do you feel at all like you're skipping what we would call like paying your dues, bro? You know what I'm saying? And by the way, I'm not saying you haven't, because I don't know the story enough, but like, what about the people that will say, yo, like, there's a progression? Like,
of course.
K-Dot went through all his shit in the beginning and came out with Good Kid and the same shit with Cole and everybody that climbed this ladder and went through all the trials and tribulations. So, like, to come out and be in the game on YouTube for a year and then drop some, like, I'm the best, is it being positive affirmation, or is it just, like, not
I'm
possible?
I'm explaining to you right now. So, for me, I don't, like... I'm very real with myself, right? Like, I dropped out of math in school, math and science. That's not my shit. So I'm not going to try and tell a mathematician, yo, this is what to do. But I do know that, like, the first time I wrote a poem, like, that there's, like, it was magical. Like, I could read the first poem I ever wrote, and people were just like, damn. Like, when I read it to my teams, they were like, what the fuck? So I know that, like, writing is, like, my skill. And I know there's, like, very few people in the world that can string words together the way I can string them together. So for me, it's not just, like, some concoction of, like, of my mind to motivate myself. It's like, people don't do what I do in terms of 2 years of making music and being where I'm at and having what I've done. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You talk about it in a lot of your music too. It's like impact. Like you're focused on impact, and a lot of rappers out there, they're not necessarily focused on that. Do you write all your own stuff?
Of course, yeah.
That's what impressed me most.
Yeah.
Like I didn't even know people had stuff written for them until like I moved to LA. Like for me, it was just like common sense to be writing your own shit.
You were a janitor, what, like a year ago?
Yeah.
Like a janitor.
Yeah, overnight. So on my campus, on my school campus where I was finishing college. Yeah.
And then what, would you just write poetry while you were working? Think about it.
Right. I would write poetry. Like, for example, like, man, this phone's got some hidden shit in it, boy. If I read, like, I don't just be saying shit. If I read you some of the poems I have in here, you'll be like, there's no way that came from your brain.
Yeah.
Because my poems are 10 times more deep.
Why don't you read one?
You want to read one? Yeah. Oh, man, watch. I'm going to change your life right
now.
Were you like a philosopher in a past life?
Absolutely.
Nah, but just like my mom always told me, like, there's just like, you just have a gift with words. Like, this one's called Dear Alcohol. So I got like 50 poems in here that once I release them, once I have like the fortitude of people, like they're going to change the world. This one's called, so it's like me writing towards alcohol. Then there's one where alcohol writes towards me. So watch this
tight.
So this is exclusive for the podcast.
Number one podcast in the world, baby.
Dear.
Dax Poetry exclusive.
So this one is called Dear Alcohol.
We need this one right now, by the way.
No, a lot of people need this one.
Please.
And it's like, this is me writing it I'm not an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And this is like when I just started writing poetry. You ready?
Yep.
Dear Alcohol, a love story. Dear Alcohol, quite frankly, I don't think you're as bad as what they say. I mean, you might be killing my liver slowly, but everything else in this world is temporary, so why does it even matter if I drink you anyway, each and every day? Because when I drink you, mind you in moderation, depending on type, taste, brand, and filtration, I feel so uplifted. So confident that the average driver I am suddenly turns into one who's supernaturally gifted. That stop sign? Yeah, I missed it, but I made it home safe again, so who really cares if I'm twisted? I mean, no pain was inflicted, and I didn't get a ticket, so how dare they be vindictive when there were no victims? You never lie to me. Well, at least not to my face. Who I really am is a little slow, so you help me speed up my pace. You know I need to stay in shape, which is why you have me run your race. So we do intervals, all sprints, you set the tone. So all I have to do is close my eyes and chase. Well, actually, I keep them open because I can't run you straight. And you didn't lie, you just never told me too much of you over time actually increases weight. I'm not mad at you, though. It's really not a big deal. Because my loss of self-esteem due to weight gain pales in comparison to how good you always make me feel. You made me the man I am. Well, actually, you temporarily made me the man I wish I could be. The one with the big smile, confident with his own style of personality to make you think I'm worthwhile. I mean, the man that I should be. I mean, the man that I would be if I wasn't always scared. There's other guys smarter and better looking, so I just need to drink so I can make this playing field fair. So in reality, you helped me conquer my fear. I can bring you to class, work, a little to the court, as long as I choose to drink that's clear. I mean, they'll just think it's water. So I brought you home the other night and said some things I didn't mean to my father. You told me he knows I don't mean it. I just wish you would have also told me you fast-tracked my thoughts so my words take the scenic. Alcohol, we're together all the time now. I hope you don't think I'm getting too dependent. I've got your back and you've got mine, right? So when the others say we need to spend less time together, I get defensive. Because what they're saying is offensive. Telling me you're way too expensive. Cause me to be aggressive. Render me defenseless are extremely deceptive. All reasons why they say I should be apprehensive. They don't know you like I do, though. You're the only one who can deal with me. And I know you're down a ride with me because you even told me you would kill for me. So we fell in love. And I never believed them when they said you were a drug because I don't think you're addictive. Plus, our relationship isn't built on lust. It's love, right? That's purely commitment. But I soon figured out you weren't committed, that you were sleeping out, that you were sleeping with other people who you made feel the same way you make me feel, me and them becoming equals. You told me you loved me, tricked me into becoming exclusive. You would treat me great in public, but behind closed doors, you were physically and emotionally abusive. And no one knew it. But I still couldn't quit it. And when they would ask about my scars, I'd lie and tell them they were all self-inflicted. Their help, I resisted. It wasn't until I caught you in bed with my best friend I realized I needed it. Alcohol, you left him crushed. Alcohol, I think it's time we break up. The scars you gave me are too deep and there's no way I can continue to cover them with the use of this emotional makeup. So I made a decision. I'm leaving. Don't show up to my house, school, work, and especially not on the weekend. And I know you know I can't swim, so I won't let you pressure me off the deep end, because I will only soak my scars and cause the fresh wounds to deepen. Alcohol, I will no longer depend. Alcohol, our relationship is over. Today marks the beginning of our end. I decide it's best we go sober. Dear alcohol, I found out you were even worse than what they said. Sometimes I try to remember the good times, but you actually made me forget most of those memories instead. Boom. And that's some deep shit, bro. Just me starting. Yeah. So I know, like, in terms of, like, rap, like, like, up there. Like, like, most people can't do that.
No, that was woke, bro. Like,
I think going back to, Mike, what you were saying earlier, where it's like, why come after Tory? Correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, these people that influence the rap game and have a big influence over young people that are listening to their music, when you see, like, Joyner came after Tory, so it's like, you have people spitting real stuff that are like, are you just kind of like fed up with these people who have that?
No, I'm not
sort of
fed up. I like all music, man. I like mumble rap, whatever that is. I like all shit. I just, you know, it's as simple as, like, I don't take shit further than what it is right there. It's as simple as someone thinks you're the best and they're challenging people. So bet, here's a challenge.
Got you.
Yeah. Are you sober now?
No, I drink. That's what I'm saying. That's some deep ass shit.
But I get it.
But when he said you guys were breaking up.
For a day or two.
So, no, this is just me writing this from an alcoholic's perspective.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a problem like that?
No, I don't have an alcoholic.
My mom warns me. Runs in my family. Mm. She's worried for me. I'm sorry, Mom.
I'm watching him.
I'm watching him.
Not that should make you feel that great, obviously, but he...
That is zero reassurance.
He ain't out.
I don't feel confident about that.
The unfortunate fact of the matter in rap, yeah. Especially in modern times, you know, nowadays, is that lyricism does not equate to greatness anymore. It hasn't for a long time. You know what I'm saying? It did up until Illmatic and maybe just a little bit after that.
Yeah.
But then the bullshit started to take over. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why you have, for lack of a better word, just a bunch of shit nowadays. Yeah. And that's me being like I would consider myself an old head, but I still understand what the fuck's going on, obviously. Yeah. Rap isn't really what it used to be. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And more now than ever, your ability to put together bars and by the way, that shit was fucking dope. And a lot of your other stuff that I've listened to is really good. It's a sad state of affairs that doesn't equate to,
I know exactly where you're going, but what people don't know is I sing better than I rap.
Oh, really?
I was gonna ask you, dog. You hit some notes on the.
See, but I have fright of singing though, like right now, because like I just started doing it, but like my singing songs, like I feel like are better than my rap songs. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like,
that's a threat, dog.
That's a major threat.
Yeah, for an artist who can do both, because you sing like you got up there on the diss track with Deji. And I was like, well, what the fuck? Where did this come from?
You got a lot of power behind that voice.
Thank you, sir.
Like, you know where it's coming from, way down.
Yeah, it's coming right from the balls.
Fucking dick. But you didn't want to be a rapper, right?
I started off wanting to be, like I said, I wanted to be the Drake of poetry. That was my goal when I first met that and we started that. I wanted to be the Drake of poetry and make like these motivational poetry music videos that like people would look at, like rap videos. That was the goal.
Are you doing that? I
have them saved up in my phone.
Okay. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
What about that Prince Ia?
Prince Ia.
Yeah, he's dope.
Yeah, he's dope. I feel
that vibe too.
Right?
I get it. Are you going to turn all these into rap songs or something?
No, I'm going to keep the poems. I just need to be a big enough music artist to where when I drop them, it matters.
What if you got there through them? You know what I'm saying?
Like, no. They don't have replay value.
Yeah. What about like not spoken word, like going spoken to clubs and shit?
No,
like
it has
that.
No replay value.
Yeah.
So I assume you're a Tupac fan.
Yeah, I'm a Tupac fan.
You're saying a lot of the things that he said.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I mean, you guys know, but I don't know how many people know that Tupac is a very, very smart, artistic, intellectual who wrote poetry much earlier than he got into rapping.
Yeah.
And that's why his shit was partially why his shit was so good. do you go to someone who helps you dive in? How do you, it's cheesy ass fucking question.
No, I love it.
How do you dive into your emotions? How do you find out what you're feeling? Do you have a diary? Do you talk to people?
I just turn it on, you know, when I want to feel it.
I know this girl. Her name is Layla. And she has a class where she has artists come in and just talk about how they feel, their emotions.
Steinberg?
Yes.
Huh.
Wow.
Why, do you know her?
Yeah.
Do you go to
her? We're friends. I went there.
Yeah, bro. Wow. That's what I was saying. And she
used to work with Tupac.
Work with Tupac. Yeah. Exactly, bro.
She's awesome.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I feel like
I went there and read a poem, actually.
For real?
Yeah, I went to like the whole like class, like where it was up in that like
thing. And yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude. I feel like, man, milk out a couple of those. And because are you doing stuff right now to enhance your artistry? Singing lessons.
I want to start singing lessons. You know what's crazy? I took a singing class when I played at the University of Montana randomly because I thought I could just fall asleep in the class. But yeah. I took the class and ended up loving it.
Oh, for real?
That was like 3 years ago.
You play instruments or anything?
No, I don't know how. I don't know anything. I don't know anything.
So where are you recording your shit, dude? Because you put out a lot of shit, too. A lot of it's like super in-the-moment type stuff. It's based on current events.
Yeah. So what I do is like, because I know, like, for example, like I'm not signed or anything like that. So I have like this method. Damn, my ass is cramping.
Yeah, bro. I was gonna ask you guys, do we need new fucking chairs?
I think we might.
Do we need Danny to stretch you out?
No, we good.
Is it that bad?
Stretch me out. What are you trying to make Danny do right now, bro?
Dax needs to be stretched.
But what was I saying? I forget.
Do you read the dictionary?
No, I don't read the dictionary.
Because wordplay is a big thing for you.
Yeah.
And so just you pick, it's a big thing for me too.
Yeah.
He knows that. I'm always bringing some weird
Mike,
fucking
Mike
word
literally
out.
Probably at this point should have his own dictionary.
Do you know what a gubernatorial candidate is? he fucking flings that one around from time to time.
What the fuck? We'll bring a lot of weird words
calls
out.
Calls people marsupials.
Weird shit. I wrote a book. And so I'm almost done with it. And, a lot of times, like, I try to force myself to dive back into the dictionary.
Yeah.
Just because, like, mastering the English language is so cool to me.
I think it's also, I think it's the coolest thing on planet Earth.
I went through a reading phase. There was this one summer I was in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, where my dad lives. And it was like, there's like nothing to do there. So I would just like hoop and read books.
Yeah.
But I don't read no more.
You're very articulate.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, man. I think, how did you. And why? Why did you fall in love with words? Like Mike was describing again, bro. Like the ability to express yourself via whatever language you speak in an intellectual way. Man, there's so much fucking power in that, especially with what you're doing.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm even in love with words. I just like I think I was always that guy. Like in college, like people would like pay me to write papers, and they would just tell me the topic, and I would just make it sound good.
No way, that was
and
you.
Get, as long as they got like a 60 or above, like I'd keep all the money. You know,
damn.
Like that was me in college.
Damn.
Yeah. So like, I've just always like been good at putting like words together, just to, like the topics page, just make it sound good. You know,
who are you inspired by right now?
Man, I'm inspired by my parents. No, like they work hard as shit, like grind. So
were they still in Canada?
Mom's in Canada, dad's here in America, but it's all interchangeable.
Got you. Yo, you following this Soulja Boy shit?
Nah, what is it? I saw like the interviews.
Yeah. Like what do you make of that, bro? Like,
I love it, man. Soulja Boy is a pioneer. Soulja Boy really, like, really helped a lot of dudes, you know, the internet stuff, all of that, you know, a lot of the tactics I use. I'm not going to say they're from him, but, like, you know, he's done a lot of the same stuff I'm doing in that era. So.
What about the fact that he's not wearing Gucci anymore? Do you see that?
I don't even know what happened with Gucci.
They had a piece that looked like blackface. It was like, it's one of those things you see it and you're like, how the fuck did this slip
get through, yeah.
It went up to, it was a turtleneck, but it went up to here, and a lot of hip-hop artists and
I heard about that.
Yeah, African-American people are like, yo, I'm done with Gucci.
I got flamed on my video because I was wearing the Gucci and I didn't even know. I was like, no one told me.
Yeah,
damn. I don't have a TV.
You don't have like a big movie.
You have a laptop and a phone though.
My laptop, it's like old, I don't use it.
Damn. Who edits your videos? Who shoots and everything?
My guy right there, the man, the myth, the legend. Oh, I swear.
Okay.
What's up, boys?
So where were you when Dax was getting jumped, bro?
He was filming.
He was at home.
Damn.
But
it's working.
If you were there, no way that shit would have went down.
That's black belt. I can do a backflip.
Yo, shit. Danny, my assistant, can do a backflip.
You know backflip?
I had no idea. I had no idea. She showed me a video. I was like, Danny, you're like fucking cool.
At some point, if a fight's going down and someone just pulls a backflip, what do you do? Do you fight them still? Or are you
absolutely
just like,
absolutely not.
You're just like, damn.
No,
dude,
you gotta push them
away. You gotta walk away. Yeah. So, if you would have been there, no problem.
Done a quick backflip.
Yo, you got insecurities?
I think everyone does. I mean, what's my insecurities? Shit.
You don't have any.
I mean, if I think about some, I can't think of any off the spot. I'm pretty, I think when I was younger, no, I don't know.
Do you ever talk at all about depression in any of your songs?
I think I have, yeah.
I was just going to say, because I was listening to some shit. Is that something that you deal with?
No, not on the regular. Okay. During that situation, I was a sad motherfucker.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What situation?
That she cheated again.
That's what song it was. That's that right. Was song, yeah. That's got like 9 million.
Yeah, just hit 8 million, man. God is Spotify. Good.
Yo, I want to dive down the cheating route. Mike and I were having a conversation about this today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we talked about it today.
And cheating fucking sucks, dude. Yeah.
To me, it is. We were talking about it before getting on the jet from Vegas. It's playing with people's hearts is one of the things that I'm very, very strict on. Yeah. I do a lot of things that I'm not strict on that I should be. But if you've been cheated on, you know what it feels like. And it's like the one thing in life that kind of feels like you're being stabbed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. And we were having a conversation about like, different kind of viewpoints on cheating. And I don't know how much you want to talk about. Well, I said that it was never. So like, I personally don't like to hook up with girls who are in active relationships. I don't like doing that. And that might be like that may sound like bitch ass of me in a way.
Nah.
But like there are other people who would say,
Exactly.
You've been cheated on, I presume. Yeah.
So my situation was different. It wasn't necessarily like that's why I said I make sure I'm never gonna say her name, but I never like lie about the whole situation. But it was like, I explained it on Genius. It's a long ass story, but it's like, lost my trust through other different things, then left. Then she lied about a couple things, so I broke up for like 8 hours. Got back together. Then she lied about something else. Broke up, and within that period of like a day or two, she fucked someone else.
Yeah, bro.
That was part of the story today too.
That's the pretty much exact situation.
Yeah, because I pride myself on the fact that I've never cheated. I have broken up with someone before and very quickly had sex with an ex.
You think that's cheating?
If you get back with them.
Well, for me, it was like I broke up for that little period of time because you lied to me about where you were at. And when you lie to someone about where you're at, I don't even know what you're doing anyways. And then I break up with you because of that. Then that little period of time, you end up fucking somebody. Well, maybe you already fucked them. So it's like, I feel like when you leave someone in the abyss, like it's just not good either.
I have a sadistic sort of opinion on this. And
tell me.
I feel like if someone is willing to cheat on you, if you are a cheater and someone's willing to risk hurting their significant other in that way, I believe those people should not be together in the first place. It's sort of it's the most like rational, logical, let's remove all emotions for a second type of thought process, which is kind of like dangerous. But like, yo, if my girl wants to cheat on me, even the thought is in her mind, yo, that's not my girl. Get the fuck out of my life now.
Clean up shop, get out of
there. Clean up, bro. It's only going to get worse. It's only going to hurt you and me.
Both.
It's kind of a fucked up thought, but
In a sense, I feel like cheating should just be like the easiest ticket to just move on.
Exactly.
In an ideal
exactly.
situation, sure. yeah. obviously it's not like that.
I think as you get older,
if you're attached to it.
I think as you get older, like those kind of I think when you're younger, like some people like try to get past being cheated on or like get past like cheating on someone, and I think as you get older, your tolerance for bullshit gets lower and lower. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so it's like the ideal situation is you get out of relationships that suck before you get cheated.
And this is my thing is like, I feel like girls are so good at like just creating like loopholes. You know what I mean? Where it's just like, oh, well, that's not this. Like I have a story. Like the other day I was chilling with this one girl and I'd met her somewhere and then she came to the crib and I'm like, nothing happened. Right. But at one point she was just like, oh yeah, I have a boyfriend. And I was just like, wait, hold up. I was like, bet FaceTime him.
Why?
Because I'm like, she thought it was okay for her to be there.
Hell no.
And was trying to justify me that it doesn't matter. I'm just hanging out. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, bet, put him on the phone and let me talk to him. And then she didn't want to do it. And I feel like girls create those types of scenarios in their mind. We're like, oh, this is okay.
It's funny you
that's
say
a power
it's
move.
Funny you say that though with like girls creating the loopholes, because that's like technically what men are famous for.
But I think girls are better at it though.
Really?
I really do.
Yeah.
That might be true. It may be a little more unintentional. Mm. Like, yo, when I personally create a loophole, I know exactly
what I'm doing.
You know.
And there's intent behind it. Granted, I try to never ever do that.
Were you? Was that in L.A.?
That was in L.A. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the scene here is fucked. Dude.
Oh,
like
man,
it's a mess, dude. It's like jungle. I had a girl recently. Like, I haven't been in a relationship in a long time. I talk about that a lot on the show. And I had a girl that I started talking to recently, and she told me going into it, she's like, "Yo, I want to like warn you. I'm kind of crazy, yo." And like every girl I talk to, whether it's a hookup or it's a fling,
every girl has
they kinda,
a little bit of crazy.
First of all, they have it a little bit, but then a lot of them nowadays, it's cool to them. So they're like,
yo,
I'm just letting you know right now, boy. Like, you probably can't handle this. I'm a little crazy. Yo,
are they black? Because
I was putting a little spin on it, but like, I found out quick that this chick wasn't lying about it.
Oh,
she wasn't fucking around.
He's like, he goes, yo, I think she meant it.
I think she meant it, bro.
Well, at first it turned you on because you're like, wow, this is great.
Mike's crazy too. Like, look what the guy was talking about.
He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you need someone that's
at least slightly.
Or so we thought.
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he needs someone who's a one on the crazy scale.
Well, that's what I was saying. Or even an eight. But this girl was on Neptune.
You're not going to find someone at one.
I don't want
What's
that.
The lowest you can go?
It's a four. The universal.
The crazy hot matrix.
The crazy hot matrix.
Is that shit real?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
There's science behind it.
Yeah.
Wow.
There are no unicorns.
Right.
There's none.
Well, it was that one. There was none or there were very few.
I've been calling girls unicorns recently.
Really?
Really?
Why?
I got to stop. When I think they're special, unicorn.
Of course.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. There's...
Yeah, I put the emoji next to their name, the ones who I think are like unicorns, mm. not from this planet.
Well, I know one of the best things though is when someone cheats on you and then you like revisit their Facebook profile in like 3 years and they're just like super fat or like.
why didn't you say Instagram?
Because you got cheated on.
But yeah.
Yeah.
This happened.
Yeah. This happened.
Was that an actual story?
I was on Facebook.
Of course. Wow. And they're like married, they have three kids, and they're like living a really comfortable life. And you're like, damn, I dodged
the bullet. Yeah. And that's how I
got out of that one.
Yo, but this on the crazy hot matrix, like this was the perfect example of this. Like she was 9.5 like it was
by
perfect.
The way, is it over or
no, I still fuck with her. I'm still talking to her. I talked to her all day today, bro.
You're gonna get cheated on. She is one of the perfect opportunities.
Wait, I don't even think it'll get to that point.
Okay.
And by the way, No.
I'm just looking out from a boy. I see it.
I don't see it.
No, here's why. Let me explain. Let me explain something with this.
I don't see it.
Talk to me.
The reason why I found kind of like a thing with her, mm-hmm. I hung out with her like 6 times, still didn't fuck.
Yes, that's the key,
bro. And you want to know what she said to me, which I believe she's like, I don't fuck like that. I'm not a hoe. And he knows he come down like every time she leaves, he comes downstairs. He's like, finally,
is the deed done?
He goes, finally. And I go, bro, you aren't gonna believe this shit, bro. And like that's not me. Like usually I'm at first night and then no talking, like it's all whatever, right?
Yeah.
This girl's held out and I truly believe she's not a cheater or a hoe.
Yeah.
But like she is nuts, bro.
Yeah.
See, that's why you gotta look out, because she might be peaceful and then one night she just
stabs you.
She just
this is the most fucked up thing for me right now, like even trying to get into a relationship, it's this. It's like at the age of, because I'm 24, right? So it's like every girl you meet at this age is either fucking someone already, just got out of a relationship, or is like in one. So it's like, at what point when I start talking to you, do you stop talking to that guy you're currently talking to? Because I know you're not just out here by yourself and not talking to nobody.
Does that bother you?
I mean,
do you like to clarify what your relationship is with your girls?
Yeah. Like if we start talking, I'm like, okay, well, like, what does that mean? Is that like, okay, well, you're fucking a bunch of other dudes? Because like, you know, I'm not trying to catch them. So it's like, you got to let me know. I don't know if the skin's on.
Yeah.
So just like... Mm-hmm. So that bothers me, like not knowing, like when are you stopping to talk to the dude I know you're talking to, but you're not going to tell me you're talking to.
Damn. Yeah, you got to fish in the right pond, man. You can't be fishing in Warwick's pond. That's a dirty ass pond, bro. Warwick?
Obviously.
Obviously.
You got to go to Downey.
What's Downey?
That's, you know, you never been to Downey?
A club?
No, Downey's like the area of California.
Downey. Oh, really? Oh. Nice. You got to go to Erewhon.
Erewhon is the high-end grocery store.
Even Whole Foods. Even Whole Foods.
Venice and Santa Monica, pretty good places to fish.
Yes.
Metaphorically.
Fish.
I feel like sometimes they're a little too indie
for me. A little too wavy, for sure.
Venice, for sure.
A little too woke for me.
Santa Monica, then you get the ones that, okay, like, they're not partying, they're not doing that, but, like, they have big-ass heads.
Downtown LA.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're
like physically.
Like, by the way, I'm thinking of, like, a person when I say that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I hate girls. No.
No.
I'm joking. No, I love girls. I was half a sentence.
Sorry, okay.
I hate girls with big egos and big heads and feel like they don't owe you anything, including respect.
We met some in Mammoth.
Yo, you ever meet these girls, bro?
I remember, yeah. I was in that. I'd be like, yo, why don't you... Oh, yeah, just bad times.
We just got back from this film festival and I'm just surrounded by not actors, actors.
Oh shit, French.
Dog. The way these girls carry themselves, and by the way, there is no warrant to their mentality, how they think or feel about themselves. It is so, it's just pure disrespect to everyone.
Yeah.
No eye contact, no proper salutation.
Mm.
Preach. This shit hurts. So I just want to urge not only girls, everyone, be fucking respectful to me. Like, yo, anyone says hi to me, I don't care what you look like or what you do, who you are, you're getting a response back. I will not ignore you. And I just treat people with respect.
Yeah, especially when it's legitimately like a hey, like hi, how are you? Or I went up to one kind of in the set of girls that he's talking about that was at the bar, and everybody was waiting at the bar, and I noticed her 5 minutes earlier, and I was standing next to her, and I said to her really politely, I was like, damn, you've been waiting for a while, you know, like just like bullshit, like bar talk, bro. And she was just like, yeah, like,
oh, shit.
And I was just like, oh damn, I didn't realize you were an actor. You know what I'm saying? I thought you were an actor. My bad.
At the end of the day, bro, you get what you put out, and those are the types of people that the birds just perpetually shit on their cars.
Some of these girls have been through some crazy shit.
True.
Like I'd be hearing some stories. I was talking to a couple yesterday. They were like telling me stories of like their childhood and just like times when dudes would just like do weird ass shit that just like numbs them.
Hey, that's true too. That's also true. Like, so it's like, very hard to tell where someone has come from.
Yeah.
Because
I understand that. Like in a normal day setting, okay, don't want to do that. But like in a bar setting, sometimes, like, you know, it just depends, really.
Yeah, I mean, that's one example. It was happening throughout the whole festival. Yeah. But yeah, you're right, man. I definitely don't like to assume.
Yeah.
But yeah, you never know.
You can tell when they know they shit don't stink.
What'd you just say?
You can tell when they know they shit don't stink, you know?
Yeah. It's easy. Yeah. It's easy to spot. By the way, I usually get spotted before I even talk to them.
Oh, yeah.
It's like an aura.
Yeah. It's a
you
stench.
Know what I'm saying? Like, it's like they have a sign on their face that says, don't talk to me. And by the way, don't even fucking look at me. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't even fucking look
don't
at
even
me.
Fucking look at
you
me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just this aura, shit. Bro.
It's the worst.
That's comedy.
You know what else is the worst, bro?
What?
I've been seeing this. Really, really well put together females in the entertainment space dating beta fucking dudes.
What, I don't even
you
know.
Love
you love
this topic.
I just like
LP's a fan.
Man, I had this problem in my last relationship. Like, I encourage women to hold themselves to the standard they deserve. And
beta
dudes, bro. Mm. Beta dudes.
Yo, bro. I have so me and him have different. I have such different.
I just like.
So like, what is a beta dude in your definition?
A fucking bitch, bro.
Don't pull a beta up.
Urban Dictionary.
Okay, there you go. I was about to pull an example.
Someone who's completely unable to take charge and bends to the commands of alpha without questioning.
Okay.
I have.
So it's not a size thing, right?
It's not a size thing.
Size of what?
That's important.
Boys?
Boys? Size of the man. No.
Ball sack or length? What are you talking about?
I think he was saying the size of the man, like the person.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shit. I don't know. To be honest, this is coming from a place of jealousy. I'm jealous. But like...
So maybe you should become a beta, dude.
Damn, I can't.
Well, try it out. Well, try it out. You can't hate until you try it out.
Go be a beta.
Well, let me, what would
a typical beta day be like?
Oh, man. Just
everything revolves around your girl, bro. Yeah. And just like, I don't know, following. Right. Following.
Well, by the way, you just laid it out. You just laid out the recipe right there. Like, girls that you think and in your mind that they deserve alpha guys, they don't want alpha guys because one, they've got a beta dude that's following them around and catering to them, which is what women love.
Perks. There's some
and
perks
attention
there.
And all that good stuff. Yeah. And two, the majority of them have been fucked over by an alpha dude. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And so like by some dude who's like, yo, fuck you. You don't want to be with me. I could get any fucking girl in this world. Like they've had that. And so they're like, yo, this dude's safe. Yeah. He's got a good 9-to-5. Mm. He's got a 401k, a pension, a Camry. Like I'm a fuck this dude and I'm gonna stay with him. Yeah. You know what
Mike
I'm saying?
Is so that's so accurate. It's
I don't
so,
really miss,
so true.
Bro. My accuracy rate is just really
high.
You've
been on today, bro. Maybe you should drink for seven days in a row more.
That's an interesting topic though. Beta is crazy. I don't know. I've had girls try to turn me beta.
Oh wow.
The interesting thing is like when people see me like rap, they expect me to be this different when they meet me. Like more like in your face. Mm. And then girls meet and they'll be like, oh, you're so much more calmer than I thought. I'd be like, yeah, I'm not always turned up. You know?
How much of the time are you turned up?
Was it out of 100%?
Yeah.
Probably like 20.
Oh, wow. What would you say we are? Probably like 50, right? 50, 60?
Well, me and you are very, by the way, don't fucking try to lump us together.
That's fine.
Lump us together.
Yo.
I've been giving my character notes.
And that's one of them. Which whatever.
I just think... And it's the only like big character note. Sometimes jump to conclusions for other people.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Well, and I just did that. So we're fucking.
Well, no, but to that point, I think I do that for like you a lot because like at this point, like we might as well be each other's shadow. You know what I'm saying? So it's like. I'm with you all the time. So a lot of times I feel like it's not assumptions. It's like me just making a judgment,
you know,
but honestly, he's probably like, or whatever he says, he's 50. I'm probably like 85. Right. I don't have a 90. Spence would probably say 95. Like, I don't really have a dimmer.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're on or off.
Dax, what you doing with this guy? Good old Gary Vaynerchuk.
Oh man. So I went to, shout out to Eric for that. He set that up. I went to New York. I've actually DM'd a lot and I just really like his like ideals because I feel like I'm almost a Gary Vaynerchuk of like the music industry with the things I do. So I just got to meet. We didn't get to do an interview, nothing like that because he was busy. But
you just met?
Yeah, I just got to tap in and they gave me like a whole, Mike Boy gave me a whole like tour of the facilities and stuff like that. So it was dope.
Where were you looking in this picture?
Where was I looking? I was looking at one of three cameras.
I hate that.
Both of you are looking over there.
That happens.
It happens.
That's the most awkward shit. You're like, yo, which camera am I? You know when that always happens? When there's like three or four moms in the room.
Yeah. Wow.
That moms are infamous for this shit. They're like, come on, look at the camera. There's like four moms just in a row with all the cameras.
What I see here is Invisalign. You see them teeth?
Looks great.
The reason I like this photo though, it's kind of like a stepbrothers. Like you could use this as a Christmas card because you're kind of like looking off into the future.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what I see.
The rule is that what you got to do is, I did this. Chains. Always look to the camera all the way to the right. That's all. It's just, because I like this side of my face, right? So if I get caught in the middle somewhere, it's like, who knows what this one's going to see.
It's going to look good.
When I see this photo, I just think of like your guys' favorite numbers. It's pretty clear.
1 and 5.
Pretty clear. His is 5. And yours is 1.
Number 1.
Yeah. Yes. Yo, Gary is a Lovesack investor. He's one of the business gurus that I actually respect quite a bit, dude. He's done a lot of good things.
He's buying the New York Jets.
No, is that a rumor or is that happening?
It's on the way.
It's one of the only things he cares about. He loves the Jets so much, dude. Like I've seen him at games and shit. He's always there.
That's gonna be lit.
Yeah.
I fuck with him.
Big shots, Gary.
I love seeing people set big ass goals like that. That's what I really. I'm excited to see what you do, man. To be honest, because like setting those big ass goals and then it's like 5 years go by, you're hitting that.
You believe in over ambition though.
Oh, I mean, I set goals I feel like I can actually hit. I feel like No, but I set them strategically. I set goals that I know people will see and that will bring things closer to me. I set goals for myself that I don't show people. Like, there's just,
How come?
For example, like, you know, like just like letting like my family or people on like IG see some of those goals, it brings a lot of those things closer to me. Cause like, oh, well, shit, I know this person and that person. Well, boom, I'm there. So it's like, I tell people always like put your goals out there for the people because you never know who's going to help you to achieve that. And then just a bunch of different goals. Like I'll set ones that are out of reach.
There's statistics. You might know them, Spencer. If you write down your goal, you are, I think, 40% more likely to succeed is the statistic. And then if you tell people and say it aloud, even your most lofty goals, which is why I often say, I will be the biggest entertainer in the world. 4 years ago, people were like, well, you fucking moron. You're literally stuck in a bedroom, a dorm room in college. This is never going to happen. And like, I'm creeping. I need another like 5-10 years. But I believe by putting it out there and saying it over and over again, like, bro, if you got big ass goals, say that shit.
You got to say it. That's why I put them in my music, because I listen to my own music the most. So I'm always listening to what I'm going to be, stuff like that. So.
Who's your engineer? I still don't understand, because like we have a studio. I'll give you a tour after this, but have a studio, and do you have like a team of music creators
working with you? So I get most of my beats from a guy named Lex Noor at the moment right now. Lex Noor, he's from Ottawa, my city.
Those are cold, bro.
Oh yeah, he makes some crazy stuff.
Crazy.
And then in terms of engineer, I use a guy named Eric at Nova Studios, and then guy named Mac, who's great. Both dudes are crazy, man. So I'm blessed.
Tight.
And I'm really like I stick with the same people for the most part, unless they do some dumb shit. But like Thad shot all my videos from the beginning.
How you meet these cats?
So Thad, what happened was this. I remember, so when I wanted to be a poet, I'd always go to the mall, because I take these things called health walks on Sundays. I'd walk to the mall and shit. And this guy named Isaiah, he was a rapper in Wichita. He'd always like show me his shit. So one day he sends me a music video, and I'm like, damn, why is this shit so clear? Like, why does this video look so good? And it said Thad Swift on the front. I'm like, there's no way this dude's name is Thad Swift. That's like the craziest name. I'm like, there's no way that shit's real.
That's tight.
So I go on Facebook, I search up Thad Swift, and this white kid, him.
Your name is Thad.
His name is Thad.
Like Thad and Chad.
Yeah.
Oh, it's short for Thaddeus?
Yeah.
That's fucking
sick. You might want to rock that, dude.
Thaddeus. Yeah, Thaddeus is lit.
Thaddeus is a dope name.
You got the white now. I believe whatever you want
to do. It's almost like Theopolis.
Theopolis. Man. Yeah. Yeah, so I Facebook message. I'm like, yo, bro, we're going to change the world together. You got to come when I'm on break at school, and then let's talk about this. Then he drives over. I'm just like, yeah, bro, so we're going to do this, bro. We're going to change the world. And then,
oh, shit.
You're actually doing it.
So you came with him.
A package deal.
From Wichita?
Yeah, well.
Let's go. What were you majoring in, by the way?
Communications.
You like marketing?
I did a little bit, yeah. I just feel like you don't got to major in marketing to market.
No, you don't. You're right. And you like writing, and you like you
I
like
don't
work.
Like writing. I never wrote until I figured out like I could write poetry, but
that you were good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you figure that out?
It was random. So, once I got the janitor job, I was put into so it was like Damatius Hall. That's where I also played my games. On that side was where we played our basketball games, and they put me on this side where like the art room was. The theater room was, and I would always like clean up after those events. And then on the way to a game one day, play Arkansas Fort Smith, I was listening to this song by They. You know, there's a group called They. They're dope as shit.
Yeah, fire.
I was listening to this song by them, and then I was like, yo, let me try to write a rap. Because I'd always freestyle. I'd be like, yo, you can freestyle, bro. You should rap. And I'm like, nah, I don't like that shit. So I'm like, let me try to write a rap, and it was trash. And I'm like, let me try to write some spoken word poetry. And at that time, I thought I coined the phrase spoken word poetry. And I Googled, and I realized I didn't. So I wrote this poem, and it was like, it was my first poem. And I got off the bus, showed it to my teammates, and they were like, bro, Daniel, this shit's deep as fuck, bro. You wrote this? And I'm like, yeah, bro. They're like, damn.
Yo, it seems, I'm surprised that you didn't know you were good at it. Or even like when you freestyled, did you know you sounded good?
I always knew my voice was like solid.
I was just like, I don't know, man.
Because I was trying to play basketball. Like, I was trying to, like, you know, be a professional basketball player.
Okay, okay.
So, like, that was all, like, the 10 years was all that. So then, but it was a blessing when I found, because I always wanted something else. I'm like, yo, basketball, like, I could hurt my knee right now, but, like.
And you're fucked.
Yeah. So, like, when I started writing poetry, I was like, wow, this is great. This is something I'm good at, and just came, so.
All right, yo, tight. I want to do the audio in the Q&A. We've been going for a minute now. But where can they find you on social media?
I always tell people just search DAX. If I don't come up, I'm not doing my job. Search Dax.
What if Dax Shepard comes up?
Nah, I come up. Nah, he doesn't. Dax.
Oh, really?
He doesn't. Unfortunately, dude, I did that. So I Googled Dax. Really? And
I start to come up now quite a bit.
You're close to the top. You know what's on the top?
What?
The Dax Performance Indexed.
Wow.
The stock market.
Yeah, I'm getting there. It's like, so.
I mean,
your stock's going up.
I made one scroll and I found you. So, yeah. Yo, keep that shit up, ladies and gentlemen. It's Dax!
It's Dax!
Subscribe to Impulsive if you're not subscribed, wherever you listen to podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, Spotify. We're about to do an audio-only Q&A. After this ends, we are going to sleep for 17 hours straight. Because,
facts.
Yeah, we have not been sleeping at all. We'll see you next time. Ladies and gentlemen, take it easy. Peace. Don't move. No one fucking move. No one breathe.
I can't move.
Yeah, my joints hurt, dude.
Yeah, really?
Because we were skiing too.
Oh, you guys were skiing.
We were in Mammoth. They got, yo, ready? Four, like, you, if I say, yo, in the past 6 days, they got 14, like your brain already starts to produce the word inches. 14 feet of snow in the past 7 days. 14 feet.
I'm
feet.
A Canada, so shit.
Oh, you get 14 feet though?
Nah, we was like 30 centimeters.
My manager is still stuck in Mammoth. For really? 5 days now. They cannot get out. The city's on lockdown. Bro,
there were snowbanks that were 30, 40 feet tall, bro.
I see one that was Invisalign.
Yo, it was so smart of us to ride with you guys.
So we're lucky we caught you. Yeah.
I feel kind of like a dick because I was like, yo, I don't think they're going to fish. I'm going to be talking.
Yeah. So my Invisalign, like, sometimes certain words I have to slow down or otherwise I'll trip over myself.
I don't rap with them or sing with them.
Yeah, sure. Yo,
I got a little question here. How is it chilling with Hobson?
Oh, it's dope, man. I love that motherfucker, man. He's probably one of the most genuine dudes I ever met.
Yeah, he's intense, bro.
Yeah, intense? What do you mean?
Like, just, I mean, his mission. Like, he is. He's mad chill in person, but, like, artistry, he's on a whole different level when he turns it on.
Yeah, great guy.
Yeah. You showed me him a while ago. That's cool that you guys are working together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yo, you got tattoos. I see those tattoos.
Got a lot.
Thinking about getting a giant full send ass back tattoo.
An ass back.
Oh, of what?
Of an ass on his back.
Oh, a bunch of different shit?
Nah, it would be the Maverick logo, but a hyper-realistic. Like, imagine if this logo was a real mythical creature that sort of like a phoenix type shit with the wings going up my shoulder blades.
Wow.
And possibly, like, coming
That'd be
over.
Dope as shit. It's going to hurt like crazy.
It's going to hurt like a bitch.
Oh my God. I heard the back is the worst. My stomach is the worst I've ever had, but.
How many tats you
I'm
got?
I'm touching my back. See, I tap my shit like poetry, so it's like I have like probably like 60 tattoos because I went in 60 different times. But sometimes I go in and get one word.
Right. Yeah.
How do you decide?
I just like back when I was in college my first time because this girl named Leela, her husband's name was Daniel, brother's name was Daniel, and like cousin and some best friend. So when I met her, she was like, "Oh, your name's Daniel too. It's meant to be. Do you want $50 tattoos?" So she gave me $50 tattoos for like three or four though. Anytime I went, so I would just like be done with practice. And I would just walk over and I'd think of tattoos on the way.
Oh, that's cool.
And then I just go and get like three or four tattoos. Then
I just feel like the favorite tattoos that I see on people are the ones that are like fucking bold, like bold as shit. You know,
like they went
like for like it. He went for it. Yeah. He sent it. Cause otherwise I feel like, I don't know, I could just get like lost in the sauce.
Yeah. Like all mine is like very into like, my shit have like, so it's like, let me see here. It's like God's gift, then chase greatness, elude mediocrity. These are the steps to greatness. Then greatness is not a outcome, it's a choice.
I mean, any tattoos you regret?
No, not really. The funniest one was this unfazed one, right? So it's spelled wrong.
What? No, is it supposed to be spelled with a Z?
It's supposed to be spelled with a Z.
Really?
Right, but it ended up working out. I mean, in some countries they do it with S, but it's like in the dictionary, it's with a Z. So
it
I
is?
Got it, and the girlfriend I had at the time, when she saw it, when I got it, she started crying.
Oh, no.
She goes, oh, my God, I went to down, nigga. You said it. She was wild. Oh, but it worked out because like,
you're
unfazed
by it.
Yeah.
And by the fact that they fucked.
Exactly. Yeah, so I was like, wow.
That's like your own little no regrets.
Yeah, exactly. So it worked out, and I was like, that's God's doing.
Yo, did it when you found out it was spelled wrong, did it crush you?
No, I'm real optimistic. I'm real, even when my car lit on fire, I was just like, yo.
Wait, what's that
just
say?
Just now?
Yeah, you got exact same.
You said you almost died three times while living in here?
It was wild.
Geez. In LA? Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was in what song would you put that in?
Devil's Playing a little remix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. What do you mean die three times?
Well, I just say, like, you know, like, for example, the car lit on fire in the McDonald's, and there was, like, the fire of the house, and there was, like, the near car crash.
Did somebody hand you the aux cord or some shit?
Nah, I love that joke. I was at McDonald's drive through ordering, and my car lit on fire. And it's
what the fuck?
What were you ordering?
Same shit, man. McDouble, McChicken, small fry, two apple pies.
You sure? Yeah. You sure it wasn't the op?
The who?
The op. Not the cop? Bro. The fucking opposition.
That's what people were trying to make it seem like. And I was like, you know what? Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. But it was like two fires in the same week, and then so it was crazy.
You never thought Tory Lanez was going to put a car bomb in your shop.
Oh, shit.
But that's he did.
Wait, hold up. You eat McDonald's?
Hell yeah. I mean, not frequently.
Oh, okay.
It's like a treat. Like a not treat.
Frequently, yeah.
How often are you working out?
Every day.
Yeah, but like, sorry. How long?
Man, now like my tolerance, like now that I don't play basketball anymore, like, man, I'm trying to be in there for 45 or less.
Yeah.
And because you got shit to do.
Yeah, and I lose focus. So I take pre-workout because it helps me focus for some reason.
Ah, for real?
Yeah.
Do you have like ADD?
Nah, I don't know.
You ever get too sauce on a pre-workout?
But not too sauce, but like it really makes me like, it makes me have to shit and piss.
Yeah, hell yeah.
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 And I hate
especially
that.
Especially the first one.
Yeah.
And the piss is always like, for me, I swam. If I had to piss just a little bit, it actually helped.
Really?
Yeah. But if you have to shit, it's game over.
I'm just trying to. Yeah.
You're sick.
I'm just trying to understand that's that crazy statement. Like if I had to piss a little bit.
Yeah, it keeps you going. You're on edge.
I always try to. I always try to keep my bladder nice and empty before the KSI fight. I was peeing every 5 minutes.
How was that?
It was dope. It was dope. It was a lot of fun, dude. Like I saw
the highlights, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. It was fucking awesome. And man, if I got that good at boxing with having zero experience in like the amount of time I did. Bro, this next fight, like, that's why I want to do a UFC fight after this. I believe I'll be good enough to fight some beta fighter.
Beta?
Do you think there's betas in the UFC, though?
I bet.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Name some and challenge him right now.
Who's the one dude that CM Punk?
You challenged CM Punk before.
I mean, bro, I wouldn't even call him a beta, bro.
Charlie?
Less than a beta?
Charlie? Yeah, he's a Charlie?
Oh, man.
Like, yo, I'm saying it's possible. Dana, give me a chance, bro.
Dude, I love when you go beast mode. Like, it's just like contagious.
I can see
being
you
on
beast
you
mode. I could just tell. Yeah, like,
he does. Yeah, he does.
You know why? Because I'm a sick fuck, bro. Like, yeah,
that's my word. You sick fuck. That's why. Did I call you?
You opened the show with that.
I called him a sick fuck.
First time ever meeting Dax. Look me in the eyes. Yeah, he calls me a sick fuck. I'm like, you goddamn right.
You goddamn best right.
Compliment. You guys connected.
Nah, I love being physical. Like, bro, I was an athlete like you, you know? So anything where I can be physical and, especially when I'm like beating the shit out of people, it just feels good, dude. And I don't mind getting the shit beaten out of me. So it's
now I know you're a sicko.
It's this weird thing where I'm like, hit me harder and I'm going to be forced to hit you harder. Yeah. Now it's until we get to round three and I have no energy. But the next time I'm going to get that fucking condition.
We're working on it, well, man.
Yeah, I'm going to swim. Yo, I feel
are you Irish?
Am I Irish?
At this point, he could be.
Am I Irish?
No, because I heard they like to fight.
Oh, yeah. Oh no.
Have a little in you. Have you ever done a little scan on your DNA?
Ancestry.com. Incest.com.
Incest.com.
Is saying I heard Irish people like to fight like in 2019. Can you say that?
Oh. Hell yeah, I can. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Bro, they always tell me they like to fight.
No, I'm not even saying that. I'm not like trying to say one way or the other. I'm just like where does it stop? You know what I'm saying?
Where does it begin?
Did you want my head to explode live on Impulsive? What the fuck just happened?
Nah, there's no visual. You're fine.
Oh, yeah, fact. But, like, what if, like, a group of, like, the Anti-Defamation Irish League is mad about a statement Dax made on Impulsive this past week that we'd like to get into physical altercations outside of the local pub? You know, like, what if that happened, bro?
Why has no one eaten that yet?
Too busy getting the bread.
I'll tell you why. Dax.
You see the way I just avoided that question.
Yeah, no, you're right. And also, man, fuck that. Like, Irish people like to fight. Not all of them, but Conor McGregor is Irish and he likes to fight. And every Irish person is Conor McGregor.
It's science.
Spencer asked me if I wanted toast before the podcast.
Said yes.
Yeah. I said yes. He brought the toast. I had my Invisalign in. And now I can't eat the toast.
I know that. I know that.
You can eat that toast, though?
I don't know. It was a good
bop. Look at that. Look at that toast.
Taking the Invisalign out.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but I don't know. It's an hour after. Yeah. You made this an hour ago.
That'll be good in 45 days.
All right, man.
It's a bold statement. All
right, man. Fuck it. That's
water jug. Are you training?
Yeah. We're doing that.
How long do you work out?
Man, some days I'm on, dude. Max, when I'm not in training camp, probably 2 hours.
Wow.
Minimum an hour. Hour and a half seems to be the golden spot for both training.
I feel like there needs to be training for the crowd, for the fans. Because honestly, like, yo, the last fight, dude, I almost went down a few times, bro. Because
they
it
were
is,
fighting in there?
No. Oh. Just being in like the front couple rows and seeing like your boy go to fucking adrenaline. Battle, dude.
Yeah.
Yo, like when I left that shit, I was like, at first I had no voice, obviously. But yeah. Like, there was a few times where I almost passed out. Fuck. Like they should do like a crowd training. Like so your mom and like.
You like performing?
Love it.
Yeah, bro. I see you you in front of some big crowds.
Yeah, I love it, man. Fucking love it.
I've always said performing and like just being on stage is one of my favorite things to do, bro.
Do you have a dream venue?
I don't even know the names of venues, so I couldn't even tell you.
You gotta get well versed.
Yeah, no, I just started this.
Put
show,
it on your goals list.
So.
Yeah, that's true.
I heard like Red Rocks
that's
and
so dude. Fucking yeah, so there cool, we go. Bro.
I want to perform at the Coliseum.
Yeah.
Arenas in Rome?
Yeah. In Rome, yeah.
That'd be lit.
Yeah, like have them load, dude, have them load like a lion in there. With
can you do that?
I'm Daniel the Lion.
Can you do that?
You'd have to have some goo wop.
Yo, we're talking about this because we went to Rome recently.
Oh, wow.
Like, can you imagine going to the fucking Colosseum? It's like 1400 BCE to go watch Bob, who lives down the street, fight to the fucking death against a lion.
It's crazy.
Gladiator shit. Yeah, bro.
Did you go in? Did you go in to the Colosseum?
What?
Did you go see it like
back
inside?
In the day?
No, I didn't go inside. So I got arrested.
I went, oh.
Did you really?
My friend flew a drone through the.
Oh yeah, that's shit. Right. Yeah. I went into the chambers underneath because I paid for the fucking full tour and shit. Mm. And I saw like where they load the
the
bears in from and
the
shit.
Bears?
Yeah, because they would like bring bears and like crazy shit in to fight these dudes. And like I stood in the exact like walkway. There's almost like a locker room, bro.
Oh yeah, wow. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same shit. Yeah, it's like and it'd be like this is where they held the captives before they were. And I walked from that locker room down that alley to where the bear like. And I was like, yo.
It's crazy what they used to
do. This is crazy, bro.
Sometimes I look at society, I'm like, damn, like, we're pretty effed up right now. But then I'm like, nah, dude.
They were back then. They were crazy.
They used to watch bears rip people's skulls off.
Or they would clap, bro. And like,
yeah, they're like, yeah, great job, bear.
Good job.
Or were they smarter than us?
Hmm.
Maybe that's what we need to get this shit together.
Man, we are overpopulating. Maybe we need some more bears.
Damn.
Well, thanks for listening to the audio version of Impulsive. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Dax.
That's your boy. You
can find him on social media, but don't Google it because the Dax Performance Index will come up.
Which is up 1%.
Scroll down. Hit that subscribe button. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.